Straight out of Studio Number One, Berg's Eye View is honored to welcome the folks from Should I Drink That?
Dynafire.com.
Here we go. Dynafire.com. We are underway.
Yeah, welcome to hell, people. This is a shouldidrinkthat.com/Berg's Eye View collaboration show.
Amen. This is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Hutch Jr. from Berg's Eye View and...
Shell.
Coming after an episode, who gives a shit right now?
It's Shell. It's all good.
We're not even going to like number this episode. It's a collaboration. We're sharing it. It's a special moment.
It's a team effort.
I peed a little when I heard about this.
I'm sure you did.
I'm still peeing.
There are some.
I'm gonna have to go home and take my underwear off with a stick now.
There's some exquisite looking bottles over in the corner of the studio table there, gentlemen.
I want to go to Germany.
You want to go to Germany?
Germany, it is.
Let's take a tour.
You'll see pictures of this bottle. You'll know why she wants it.
It's quite unique and not. Yeah.
It's insertable.
Hey, Puppy, get that thing close so we can hear the pop on it.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty
neat.
You
have to do these gently, because I don't know this beer style at all. It might explode like a motherfucker.
And we did try researching this beer, but yeah, we didn't find shit.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because this is a kind of a rare style that I haven't really seen on any beer shows, dude.
You could probably make a bong out of it.
But
you probably could.
What we have here, and you know, as I always say, I'm going to butcher this. It's the original... Leipziger beer. Special.
Now, see, unfortunately, people can't see him as he's reading this. He's tilting his head.
Well, the label is like original.
But do you know what Leipziger. That cap is called? Like, they have that German cap usually on some of them bottles.
On Kölsch.
Be a ceramic pop cap.
That would be it. Reusable.
Not very glamorous, but yeah.
All right. Well, I was just flip cap out there. Okay.
Thanks for your input, Shell.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You're very welcome.
I got this beer over in at Vintage Estates Beer and Wine out in Boardman, Ohio.
Number one beer store
in the world.
You got to say it like Phil. In the world.
Love you, Phil. Love you, Sandy. You guys are awesome. This beer was kind of expensive in Ohio, so if this was available in PA, it'd be like twice the price.
What did you pay for this?
$14.99.
Pennsylvania would probably be 60.
Yeah, pretty much.
Allegheny yeah. County, 65?
67.
But what I found interesting about the beer, I was familiar with the Ghost style to begin with, but I never saw a beer available anywhere until I went to number one beer store in the world.
We need an audio clip of that.
Phil we do. That. I think I have one.
You do. I don't know.
Shall be quiet.
But the Ghost beers, they're brewed with at least 50% of the grain bill being all malted wheat. But they use coriander and salt.
Salt?
Salt is what got my attention. I was like, they use salt? And this is one of the German beers that don't stick to the Reinholdsgebot law, which I find fascinating. And
which is just barley, yeast.
It's the basics, man.
And hops.
Yep.
And water.
And water. Yep, water. You got to have water.
Yep. You have to have water.
Right? Absolutely.
So it's salt water.
Good. This beer is supposed to have a sourness to it.
Yeah, great.
I know.
Something tells me we're getting ready to find out.
I'm trying to get into sour beers a lot, Hutch. And now, me as a brewer, I respect that style so much, and I'm fascinated by it. But everyone I've tried is fucking horrifically sour. It's that puckering, holy shit. Yeah.
Now, since both of you guys are homebrewers, have you ever used salt in any of the beers that you made?
I have not.
We should have... we should do a Saltpeter beer. Have you...
Was that like a population control thing? Or?
So is beer.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't really control it.
I know these beers have a typical alcohol content, like 4 or 5%. I'm guessing this one does, but they don't say because they're bastards. Let me turn around to the back where there's nothing.
There were some red stripes on the label.
Oh, wait, no, it's right there. It's 4.6.
Is it where?
Well, quit spinning it on me. Oh, no, sorry, that's... Your finger's right over it. Hold, move it. 4.6%.
Anyway, whoever's had this beer before knows I'm butchering the shit out of it. Leipziger beer. Special.
Is there a German we can call?
They define it beer brewed with spice.
The drunk dude with the top hat on
ingredients,
the front of the
label. Here we go. Water, wheat malt, barley malt, hops, yeast, coriander, and salt.
Salt.
That's
bottle fermentation.
All right, you ready to taste it?
Patience, grasshopper.
Nah, that's what I do. Sorry.
Wait, let me rinse out my glass.
Always wondered.
It's not my studio.
That.
I don't give a shit.
Thanks a lot.
I don't do that at home.
Now
studio A, that doesn't happen.
Now he's got to clean the carpet.
You're working tomorrow.
Nope. So I have to be careful with this because there's like, what, four of us? I have to pour and share.
All right, Sparky. You're
well, we're getting the good sound effects.
Indeed. Pass that to Spoon.
How many fluid ounces?
Actually, I should have passed it to him. He's our host.
Yeah, give it to him.
That's quite all right.
Give it to the host.
Give it to the host.
If you're a filthy bastard, this bottle looks like a set of balls with a penis on the end of it.
And I want that later.
Original night snare.
Duct tape your iPhone to that. I will call you all night long, girl.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She's like, goes.
Oh, my God.
You don't even have a glass.
I don't.
Here, use this.
Yeah, I will. Use whatever.
This is a whole new style to me, Hutch, yeah, but and see, I saved it for your show, man.
Yeah, but see, the difference is...
Oh, it smells sour.
It does. Right, I was going to say sour. That this has a sour, right, sour
Shell
nose.
Actually has a glass full of water sitting
that's
in front
a,
of her.
That's a better glass for this. Mm. What do you guys think?
It's got a sour, sour nose
yeah,
it to it.
Yeah, it smells sour, man.
Salty.
Smell some malt coming up through, too, though.
Oh, whoa.
And this was first brewed in the 18th that? Century in the what town of Goslar, hence the Goes name.
Just check it out. Mm.
I smell tomato soup.
And Goes is not to be confused with Goose, even though it's sour.
Oh! Oh, I don't like this shit.
Sour?
Yeah. Ugh. I was trying to cut back on my.
See, now that you said that, I have to think homebrewer, respect. Respect the recipe, respect the style.
At first, I got
this,
a little.
This is an 18th century beer.
I got a little like apple cider.
Is this like funny?
You should
like, is yep. this going to like fight scurvy and shit?
Yeah,
I can't see where the salt comes in though.
I can taste salt. It tastes like V8 beer.
It's a sour wheat beer. If you want to go basic on it, I can really get the wheat because of the you know all the malted wheat in this recipe.
It does have kind of like a half of bison.
It's not horrible.
You know what?
I like it actually.
I'm starting to warm up to it.
This is a sour beer I'd actually drink.
This
isn't because
bad.
It's more.
You know what?
Wheat
no, I get
malt.
Like a fruit.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You get a citrusy kind of thing going.
So fruity is not sour to me.
Did you get the sourness of it though?
I got it.
I
on
do
the,
right
I
away.
Got
like
it on your.
What about like a green
a
apple?
Right.
You like green apple? Yep.
Well,
that's
yeah.
a fruit. That's
yeah, it's
cool.
more
yeah.
of an apple like sourness.
And I guess if
yep.
you like that, yeah.
Yep.
The sourness was predominant in the nose, but.
I like the pucker I'm getting on.
Yeah, I agree yeah. with you, Hutch. I mean, yeah. I expected more sourness in the taste.
I can kind of get the citrusy, too.
It's definitely in the nose, man.
Wow.
Just make sure you give me the bottle later.
I'm actually.
I'll use it on you later.
I'm really starting
no,
to warm
no.
up to this. This is.
See how quick she said no? So I love you, girl.
You can stay far, far away.
It is something with the alcohol content. You could sit there and.
What I find interesting, that's in Germany. You either get the salt straight from the local water itself, or they add the salt.
Well, they,
I don't know what this company does, but
well, they listed it as an ingredient, so I imagine they would have.
Yeah, but it's either they.
It
know,
could be from the
it's
water.
It's natural, or they added.
Spoons
you know.
Pouring more.
But
I like this. I like this.
This
a
is
lot.
German, right?
Yes.
So Germany's landlocked. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So they would have had to. Sure. Yeah, that's good.
That's
I like
and
that.
You shouldn't get any prominent hop bitterness from this, or flavors or aroma at all. It. It's basically, you know, that lemon tartness, that salt.
It's pretty good.
I like
though.
It.
I'm
yeah.
gonna try
yeah.
to. I'm gonna try to
right?
find the salt.
Yeah, I like it.
Would I buy this again for $15 a bottle? Maybe not.
I know.
To share with friends,
time.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But
you know,
if
I'm
yeah.
doing a beer tasting with my friends, kind of like what we're doing tonight,
yeah.
I would definitely buy
yeah.
this. I would. Yeah. This isn't something I'd
very,
have sitting at
very
home.
Very citrusy.
Yeah, lemon tartness, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
If I'm sitting at home trying to tie one on, this isn't the beer
no,
I'm using.
This is no. alcohol content of a session beer. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, this is 4 to 5%.
Oh, I tie one on it.
Whatever. Shell, you're tying one on with Keystone, right?
But that kind of goes hand in hand, though. I mean, this is a good session beer.
It is.
You wouldn't,
it's a fantastic
you know,
session beer.
It's too much. Yeah. It's too expensive for a session beer, though.
It depends on how much
really. I mean,
geek slash snob you are.
True.
I would buy this again. depending on the situation.
Now, see, I've done a complete 180 since I first tried it. I mean, I'm warming up. I like
that. So am
getting,
I. I'm liking it, too.
As I drink this, guys, are you getting more salt? I am.
I get salt.
In the aftertaste.
I'm getting more, yeah, in the finish.
But I think we're getting closer towards the bottom of the bottle, too.
Oh, sure.
And I guess it's bad to shake it up.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Make sure you get a shot with her with the bottle there.
We doing shots? What?
She likes that bottle.
Here, wait. No, I'll do it again. I got a grasp.
Think of me when
bottom.
You use that bottle. You'll never use it again.
Okay, so good selection.
I'm actually.
It's not bad.
I thought I would
I
bash
actually
this.
Did like it.
Honestly, I thought I would bash this beer. Like, there's fucking salt in it. Then as a brewer, a home brewer, not a professional brewer, I found it interesting. That's why I bought it.
Yeah, the only
and
thing
now
other,
I get it.
The only like thing it. Other than spice is, like, I've put coriander in some of my beers, but
I get a little coriander off this sugar, touch, but not a lot.
Some candy sugar. No, sugar. I can hardly taste it in
it's
here.
It's the sweetness in there. Yeah.
I mean, coriander is, like, one of the predominant ingredients in sausage, you know? I mean, it is. In regular breakfast sauces.
Coriander, my penis.
Now, here's the thing that I find funny about the bottle here.
Happy drunk guy on the label?
Well, it's not even so much that he's happy drunk, but he kind of has that look, like his hands over his mouth, like
this,
like,
is
disgusting.
Horrible.
And then also, look, he's drinking out of a Pilsner glass.
Can you get a close-up of that, Joe?
I'm
going to
get close, trust me.
Oh, great. I'm the one holding the bottle.
Hey, Hutch, you really got to film her using this bottle afterwards.
I'm
she does
close.
That in
that'd be better
in
than two
own
girls,
area.
One cup. Maybe one girl, one bottle. Not to be confused with one guy, one cup.
I think it's just funny, though. The guy, you know, you're trying to sell this beer, and the guy looks like he's almost like holding back puke. Like, he puked in his mouth, and, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm drinking this crap.
Let me see. Yeah, he's holding back something.
He's laughing at going, holy shit, this is
like
bad
one
beer.
Of those to-the-period pieces of artwork.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old German dude.
He's got the rounded top hat and mustache.
If I was gay, I'd hit it.
If he was right here, you'd hit it.
I'd punch him in the throat.
Shell's close
that's
enough.
That's probably why he has his hand over his mouth. Sick puppy's here.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you for stopping by the studio. We always like that to have
dude,
you
it's
know,
been
a,
too
other
long,
shows.
Brother.
Yeah, you were on the show probably 30, 40 shows ago.
And I called in a couple Skype. Times, yeah. Half kicked in the ass.
When are we half kicked in the ass?
When I can remember how to dial a number on Skype.
Well,
what is that number again?
That would be 412-567-1460.
Damn.
Call in.
Why the hell did we do this show live? All in all, guys, what's your rating on this beer?
Out of what?
Good, bad.
No, right. 1 to 10.
Would you?
We don't do numbers.
To do that.
Yeah, number system.
I think it's
the
very...
The bottom line for us...
Numbers suck.
Well, then
like
what's
it or
your
don't
rating?
You?
I need to know.
The beer is
love it or hate it.
It's a very drinkable beer.
Okay.
I would rate it as a session beer, but you have to be in the mood... To drink the
dude, in the summertime,
citrus.
This would be sitting on the porch.
Oh, fantastic.
This would be great.
Beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too heavy. It's not too anything, really.
Right.
It's good.
I mean, it reminds me of the classical, you know, American wheat style in a way, but it has that saltiness to the end of it that makes it a little bit different.
Right.
Well, see, that might be a little bit tough in the summertime.
Why?
With
I
the
like
salt,
this.
With the saltiness to it, though?
See, I don't think the salt sweating. Is overbearing, though. I think, to me,
make you drink more.
Yeah, I didn't really true. Taste the salty.
The
no.
characteristic of that
no,
that sticks out
all.
To me is the citrus.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, yeah me too.
I got
that
more
lemon.
Of that.
I get the lemon and then the salt like on the back end.
It is on the back end.
And see, this is what I was hoping to get from all of us getting together to do the show is we've got so many different types of palates here right now.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. Man.
This is going to be a kick-ass yep. show. Except for the fact that Shell's here.
But you have to
dude,
have it.
Shall I leave?
Hey, at really? Least he's naked.
That's true.
Topless is always
it's finally,
better.
You know, finally have something else to look at.
Boobs
sick
are neat.
Puppy.
And good point, Spoon.
Yeah, and Lord knows,
oh, by the way,
every time that we do a show,
versa.
He usually ends up taking his shirt off anyway. So
sweet and sour.
Well, make sure you keep that on. And I'm going to be
go.
Throwing something at somebody later.
Moving right along.
I mean, if you guys want to like look up the Goes style, not Goose, Goes, I mean, the best reference I found... in general, is of course Wikipedia.
Of course, don't be confused.
They
actually
have a great little history on it. We can't read it all here on the show. I kind of give you a rundown of it.
You
I just found it on Wikipedia. It's a Belgian kind of thing, goose related, but it's a German beer, which is weird to me. That's kind of why I like it. It's a bastardization of a Belgian Fier. Style and a German thing. Yeah.
We're going to hit a promo right now for...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just if you're not doing anything on December 3rd, the 2010 Brewfest will be held, and it's sponsored by the Pittsburgh Rugby Football Club. Make sure that you get your tickets for that.
Brewfest?
It's going to be held at the Steelhouse Barroom in Saddle Ridge in Station Square. So it's for a good cause. We'll
get
be down
tickets.
There.
You have a website for that, Hutch? Good answer, brother.
If you go to
www.pghrugby.com www.pghrugby.com/brewfest.
Which It'll a link will right be up. Provided on shouldidrinkthat.com
yes,
now.
Definitely.
And also, there's already one on Bird's Eye View.
I just got a new job, so I'm unsure, but me and Spoon may be judges again this year. I don't know.
I'm not going to be a judge, but Shell and I and Jen will be down there, you know, sampling the beer and, you know, supporting the cause. So come on down.
Claire, if you're listening to the show, I'm on the fence still, girl, so.
I'm using the pear cares to get home.
Are you really?
Yeah. We already lined it up.
Yeah, we're going to get hooked up them guys on the SIT. I can't even say
it. Learned it. I mean, I heard about it.
SIT level.
Heard about it on your show, you know?
Yeah. Dude, that's a great service.
It's Pittsburgh's only designated
driver
service.
Now they have a new service. They'll pick you up from your damn house now.
We're going to take our vehicle down. I kind of like that concept.
They'll
pick you up from your house and drive your ass home, though.
That's cool.
No vehicle involved now.
Right, that's nice.
Or it's called a cab.
Anyway, what country are we going to next?
Oh, we're going to Italy, brother.
Italy?
Italy?
I'd like to go to Italy.
You guys all done with your
I am. It was goes. Very good.
Not goose. Goes.
Do we have G-O-S-E. Do we have any more German?
No.
Okay. Quick thing I wanted to bring up. Did you see what I found in my basement?
Well, this could be scary.
Other than the
I
dead
found,
hooker?
No, I found a Nazi bayonet in my
basement.
Oh,
that's right.
Did you really,
dude?
Yeah. I was cleaning out the basement. A lot of people know the whole story behind Captain Obvious, the guy I bought the house off of, and he left all this junk in my basement. So I'm going through the workbench to clean it out to put my stuff in there, and I reach in the back, and there's something sharp. I'm like, great, I just got stuck by, like, a needle or some shit. And I pull the drawer all the way open, and there's a big-ass knife. I'm like, what the hell is this
nice,
thing?
Dude.
I've seen pictures of bayonets, but I had no clue what it
my
really was.
My dad has a German one and an American one.
Well, so then, of course, you know, I tweet it, and everyone right away goes, oh, my God, that's a Nazi bayonet. So I look it up on eBay, and I find the model, you know, I get the whole description of this thing.
It's not worth much, right?
That's like 50. It's like $50 for this thing.
Yeah, you you better off keeping that though.
But here's the cool thing, and I know this from watching Pawn Stars. Is you're never supposed to clean it up. You know, just leave it as is.
No, dude, you clean it up, it's worthless.
Oh yeah, but yeah. $50. I figure, screw it. I'll clean it up, and then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell Teaspoon and his soon-to-be brother. Whenever he pops out.
Oh, you know it's going to be a brother?
And
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a boy.
We haven't done a show for a while. And
oh, yeah, I'm having a baby.
Again, dude.
Yeah, in case you guys didn't know.
I think we did on Still City Big Poor, but
yeah, we might have. So what I'm going to tell them is...
Is that quarter spoon?
We'll think of something. Yeah. Not tablespoon, though. Someone's going to listen to that. So what I'm going to tell them is...
Spoon fed.
Sounds like a sexual position.
This is what they used to open up the Ark of the Covenant. It's got real Nazi blood on it.
If there was an Ark of the Covenant...
So that's my plans with it. And here's the other cool thing,
heathen
too.
Speak, sorry.
As I tweeted that, two of my friends got back to me and said, I have the gun that goes to. One of them being Phil from MyLifeAsAFoodie.com.
A Mauser.
Is it Mauser? He has a Mauser?
Yeah, he restored his and fired it.
Nice. I have been wanting to try this whole brewery's beers for years. Could never, ever find it. Until I went to Vintage Estates in Boardman, Ohio. Number one beer store in the world. He had it on the shelf. It was super expensive in Ohio, but I had to have it, man. Had to have it. So, Spoon, you want to open this one up? Because it's got foil on it.
You know what?
Cap.
I think we should make the official Beer Bitch shelf open this.
I'll do it. I'll be more than happy to. Jag offs.
Another beer bottle that looks like a wine bottle.
This shit's going to pop me in the face.
Nah, there's no cork in that one, I don't think.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I hear.
You got to peel that foil off.
I don't think you have to, actually. You can pop it open without that.
I know.
If she's skilled enough. Host,
no, there's a cap on there.
Do you trust her? Yeah, it's a cap.
Well, I don't know what it's from. What, Germany? We're going to Italy right now?
Just cap.
Bottle opener on the other side of the corkscrew, sweetheart. You go.
Really? Really? I don't think so.
Yep.
Like this?
Yep, might want to put it on the table.
Well, then you won't. Oh, I got it. All right, hold up. I'm not. part of the show.
Do you have the Jeopardy theme right now, Hutch?
Well, let me stand up. I'm short.
This is the bottle opening portion of the Should I Drink That Show.
See, it's covered in wax.
Oh, God. Give me the damn bottle.
No, I'm going to fucking do it.
Come on, Shell. Be a man.
No, I think you have to take that foil off.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foil's got to come off.
And you told me I didn't have to take the foil off?
I didn't.
So.
Dude, I want to use my teeth right now.
I bet you that's what it is.
To get the wax off.
It's foil, and the spoon's nemesis, so.
Oh, I like that.
Ding,
ding. You can drink with us.
There you go, girl. Look at that. Yay.
All you need is the right
tool. Oh, wow. Oh, look at that.
Oh, there's a little condom underneath there.
There's a little plastic
disc.
Dude, that's awesome.
Extra sealage.
It's an extra seal.
Ladies and gentlemen, what that was underneath the cap on the bottle was a...
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Well, I think it makes me extra strong for actually...
I would agree with that.
Yes.
Indeed, girl. Shell now has beer muscles.
There was an extra plastic disc underneath the cap. That was different.
Yeah, it's a sealer, man. That's awesome. I never saw that before.
I see it all the time.
And that...
See this all the time?
All right, let's pass the bottle around.
All right, what are we calling this?
Super Baladin.
All right.
The Super Baladin, this is a beer from Italy I've been wanting to try
I'm
for years.
Help my little self.
This is a Belgian strong pale ale at about 8%. You're good, pour. You're good. It's all good. All
right, well, I wasn't allowed to.
This is available year-round. And I just started, like, hearing about, you know, how Italy's starting to come into the craft beer world. And this is one of the first breweries I've researched, and I've been really looking forward to this, man. And, Hutch, I know you've been starting to get into the Belgian ales a lot, right?
I have. I like them. I really do.
What I'm expecting from this is, like, a really good lacing, maybe some yellow, orange.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
You sound really excited.
I'm geeking out.
Allow us to geek.
I understand that.
They got enough left for spoons?
Yeah, is there enough left for me? Glug, glug, maybe. Glug, glug, glug. Hold on, glug, glug, glug.
What do you get, aroma?
Malty. I mean, typical.
That's Belgian.
It's typical.
You get that orange peel kind of aroma to it.
Oh, I like the nose on this.
Oh,
this is good.
I get a little bit of cherry on that, but not much. You get a little peach. I get some peach.
There's some fruitiness.
Yep.
I'm definitely getting fruit.
Little bit of spice
in your
aroma.
I can't really tell the fruits, though. Because I have you coming in through my headphones thinking, okay, now Puppy's putting all these thoughts into my head.
Yeah, that's one thing about beer is it's very suggestive. Like my dad, I got him
Eerie
Brewing Misery.
There's a little bit of sourness on this, too. And
My dad tried an Eerie Brewing Misery Bay IPA I made him drink, right? And he's not a beer guy. He drinks whatever the fuck is on sale. Natural Light, all that shit.
Yeah.
And he said to me one time, I was drinking one with him, and he goes, this tastes like dish soap. And I
dish
took a
soap.
Drink, I was like, I get it. It tastes like dish soap. So the power suggestion.
Wow, that's really good.
It is.
Try it. I haven't drank it yet. How does the aroma compare with the flavor, though? Do you get what you're smelling in the taste? That's what I look for in a good Belgian.
Except for I get, like I said, a little bit of sourness at the end. Not bad, you know what I mean? But just a little.
Amazing.
It's good. Yet
I've been sitting on this beer
for a while.
I'm
actually confused by this. I'm trying to pick out everything.
To me, it's Belgian.
I know because
Belgian right up front. I know
absolutely
Belgian.
Yeah.
I took a few sips, and I kind of, like, I don't get the sourness like you might, but maybe, like, slightly
I get the sourness from the
on the finish.
And then, like, yeah, like slightly,
yeah.
Though. It's,
it's like eating an orange peel.
Yeah, it's not overpowering or anything.
Right.
Like,
and
it's
very faint.
Like,
it's just something I noticed.
And it's typical in that Belgian fruity style, though.
And then there, yeah,
I'm actually getting a little caramel out of it.
Orange
you should.
Flavor.
Yeah, you should get a little caramel out of that. Wow, and the color's nice. It's like... You know, unfiltered kind of
perfect
rusty
colors.
Orange, if you
translucent.
Call it that. Yeah, hazy.
There you go.
I'm not getting caramel.
You definitely get that Belgian yeast.
Definitely.
I don't want to brew this.
I really
dude.
Like this. This is wow. I don't even know how to describe this. This is actually leaving me confused on how to describe
this. This is a $15 bottle. I'd buy again.
Oh, absolutely.
I can work with that. What's the alcohol content, Spoon?
8.
Yeah, 8%.
Wow. That's really good.
I know we're getting in the wintertime here, but again, this would be a great summer beer, man.
Well, this is what's killing me is we're supposed
to
be...
No, I don't picture it as a summer beer.
We're supposed to be talking about, you know...
More wintery for you?
All the parts of the beer.
Yeah, like this season right now, October. Okay. Yeah, I don't picture it as a summer beer at all.
It's kind of for me, shallow, in the wintertime, I like the darker beers, and that's probably why I say that. This isn't just.
And you have more knowledge than me.
Well, that's why I love having different people on our show.
Yeah,
opinions matter, man.
I don't picture it as summer beer.
Well, I can see
it's a little heavy for a summer beer.
You know what this
summer
is?
Summer evening beer.
Yeah, I would say summer evening. You just got done cutting the grass.
On the fireplace. You want to kick back. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we're sunbathing together.
you don't want to say that. Hell no.
The moon's going down. We're in a hot tub. That's when this beer comes out.
If you're
out.
Me with a knife.
Hold on. The moon is going down.
That ain't the only thing.
Just saying.
I didn't know the moon was hairy. That's weird.
Wow. Well, this is the nice thing I like with still having a little head retention.
I love the
on
bottle,
this,
too, Shell. This is a secondary bottle for you to use
later. All right,
later.
So I got two to take home.
Anybody else getting a little creamy out of this?
A little fatter on the bottom. On the
love
other
it.
One. Yeah. I think I just...
From Piazza, Italy.
Yes. These guys make about 4 or 5 other beers, but this is the only one I can find locally.
I'm about
to spend wasteful money and pay for shipping to get it here, cause
or you could just go to Ohio.
You never normally think of Italy as a brewing place. No.
Exactly. That's why I was kind of excited to try this. I've been sitting on this beer for probably 6 months, dude.
And I mean, the bottle's nice. It's a dark green bottle, and it's got an imprint of something on it. I can't really make out what this thing is. It's like a...
Oh, that's Biera.
Right.
The name of the brewery, yeah. And Biera is, obviously
it even says
Italian
Balladin
for beer.
It even says Balladin.
Balladin, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Balladin
is. Okay, it's a beer
brewery.
It's
yeah.
a beer glass, huh? See how
yes,
it's,
it is.
Yep, yep, that's nice. So they took some time in their bottling operation.
Yeah, this is brewed by Barifico Le Balladin.
Well, see, unfortunately, I think a lot of Americans think of Italian beers wherever they get at Olive Garden.
Dude, if I blind tasted this. Tested this with somebody that's not a beer person, or they would say this is a nice wheat beer. It's not a wheat beer, but that's what I think they would get out of it, an average consumer.
All right, well, I'm not a huge dark beer drinker, but I sip them, and I know Hutch brews them a lot, and I always taste his. What would be the difference between that and a wheat beer?
Not much.
That's what I'm questioning.
Here's the big thing.
It's a little,
this is brewed with a Belgian yeast. The wheat beer is not, traditionally.
This actually reminds me more of like a harvest
this
ale.
This is cloudy like a Belgian?
A wheat beer
or
would
like
have,
a wheat beer, I'm sorry?
Wheat beer would have more particles.
Wheat beer
particulate.
Would be a little lighter in color.
But there'd be
this
like
is,
some physical.
This is a dark
wheat
caramel.
Wheat would be lighter
yeah.
than
be
lighter.
That?
Yes.
Because yeah. that looks like a Long Island iced tea.
Oh, so yeah, it actually looks like a cider.
That's an alcohol.
That's more closer towards like
a
cider.
Yeah, like I said, it's a burnt orange
like
cidery color.
Correct
it's
me if
very,
I'm wrong.
Very, very hazy.
Correct me if I'm and wrong. A lot of wheat beers
if you
have
your
solids
glass
in them.
See the lacing? That's typical.
You'll
of
see
Belgium.
Solids in a lot of wheat beers.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Floaties.
Yep.
You almost have to.
I'm very impressed by this
mix
beer.
Them up a little bit. Yeah, that was good.
I really like this one.
Well, thank you. I brewed it myself.
You're awesome.
Next time you go to Italy, let me know.
Celadonna.
Well, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I'm a huge fan, man.
I like this.
It was good. I like it, too. Yeah.
If you ever get the chance, I would, what is it, 15 you said for this bottle?
$14.99.
Yeah, I would buy this. I would
super,
pay that much.
In Ohio, if you got this in PA, it'd be like $30.
Yeah.
And, which I'd probably pay for, because by the time I actually got my other source, by the time I paid for shipping, it'd be the same fucking price.
Yeah.
Do you have a secondary beer there? What the hell?
I have a Coors Light and a shot of Heaven Hill.
I have to remember we're not in the SIDT studio.
I left mine out there, fellas. I was trying to give you the integrity of it.
Edit that. Don't admit you're drinking that shit.
I didn't.
No, he's not.
I didn't.
I am.
But he said I left mine out there.
Well, I left 16 gallons of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
I admit it. I have no problem with it.
So, Hutch, tell me about the little trinkets you have on the table here. What the fuck's up with the clock?
Well, I have a porcelain clock sitting there so I can tell what time it is. I have a voice-activated little gadget.
He has white balls on his table.
And I got a little statuette of Sick Puppy and put it on his base of his microphone.
And you can.
Am I really that dark? The balls.
Dude, you have a nice hat.
He looks
though.
Like a pimp leprechaun. What the fuck is that?
I don't think you've ever dressed that well, so.
Noted.
You can see the picture.
She's right.
You can see the picture of what I'm talking about on my blog on the last show on show 103. Eric's holding it up. That's Eric's little buddy.
Can I eat this?
If you want to.
Really?
No, don't eat it.
I bet you he starts talking to you later.
I like the little guy.
That's when you know you've had a good night, when the little leprechaun starts talking to you.
So where do you think we're going to head next?
Leprechaun.
Where are we going to go next, man? Are we getting to the...
Well, I wanted to save this beer like for discussion and just me bullshitting, but I have to share this one with you, Hutch.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite fucking breweries from Canada.
Okay.
And we're not talking Molson, all that bullshit.
Right.
Like Unibrew, you know, craft beers from Canada.
Exactly.
So let me down this. I'll just chug it.
We'll move on. So, Hutch, for our fans who aren't familiar with your show, tell us a little bit about Berg's Eye View.
My show is...
Play my glass again.
Pretty much... This guy knows.
On the floor. Go ahead, Hutch.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen... Berg's Eye View is just a show basically about Pittsburgh, for Pittsburgh, of Pittsburgh. A lot of our folks had to leave the area in the 1980s, and they branched out, went to every state in the union, went to almost every country on the planet because our economy melted down. We had almost 1 million people that lived here in the greater Pittsburgh area in 1980.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and our entire... industrial base imploded, and people had to eat, man. So we all had to leave, myself included. And
you know a lot of this because you are in the Army.
Well, no, that's the reason I'm in the Army.
Right.
Is because when I came of working age, the steel mills collapsed, and there was nowhere to work. So I didn't have a choice but to go in the Army, but to do something different than just stay like all of our... you know, previous generations did. It used to be a self-sustaining area.
We getting a complete bio?
No.
Talk about the show.
I'm going to wrap it up. But
people need to know about Hutch,
though. Keep talking, man. Yeah. I'm researching the next beer.
My point was is that I felt the need to do a podcast. When you're from Pittsburgh, no matter where you live, Pittsburgh's still in your heart.
Amen, brother.
Just like anywhere. Anywhere.
Right, brother.
And... I wanted to do a show that I could put out there on the internet that would, you know, kind of get people to feel a little of the things they felt when they were here. So we do some things about, the Steelers and kind of the local foods that we eat around here.
Local politics.
The language, the dialect, you know, local politics and things like that. And then we like to drink on the show, too. So
I don't. You know,
that's true. You know, it's
shut
all
up. You do. Unless I'm sitting here with an empty shot glass. Yeah,
it's
something in it.
It's empty.
We got hard women around this area. But anyway, so that's what it is. I just wanted to do a show. And you guys... I got to talk about your audience a little bit.
Yeah, just how we met and everything. It's kind of cool, man. I'm really proud of that.
I was in Iraq from 07 to 08, in OIF 07, 08, and I was looking. There's no radio when you're in Iraq. Now, I was in a relatively safe situation. I use the word relative. A mortar
in the green zone?
No, I wasn't in the green zone. Okay. I was in
gray.
LSA Anaconda, but... The thing was, there was no radio or anything like that, and all the television was just national stuff. There was nothing local. Mm-hmm. So I started searching for Pittsburgh podcasts. I had already started doing my show, but it was in its youth. You know what I mean? And I found your guys' show. I found your guys' show, and the first one I listened to was the Tukey Williams show. I love that.
That was your first one?
That goddamn show.
Oh, wow. Dude, we've done a lot of shows. I love them all, but that's one of my personal favorites.
And I started interacting with you guys. You know, I commented on the show. You guys commented back.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Made me feel good, you know. And then when I came back, I went to pod camp and we met, and that was cool. And you guys got me so fucked up down the south side.
What did I tell you, Spoon, man? I was like, oh, fuck, we're going to meet this fucking Yinzer. Christ.
What do you think we thought when we were thinking we were meeting you?
Oh, yeah, it was mutual, man. It's all good.
I was drunk. It was a bunch of yinzers, whatever.
It was cool, though.
Hey, I mean, dude, you know I make fun of you all the time for being a yinzer.
That's fine.
I mean that with love.
That's
brother.
Cool, man. That's no problem. And I can turn it off if I have to.
And at.
And shit. Let's get on with the fucking beer, man. What are we going to do here?
Well, dude, this one, I was going to hog this one all to myself. But now that we're recording, I feel guilty. I don't like a lot of breweries out of Canada. Cause it's
I don't
Molson,
know. I don't know.
And, you know, the fucking Moosehead. And...
Well, everyone knows like Molson, you know, like
right.
that. The Moosehead.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the
Moose Knuckle.
The big known one out of Canada is Unibrew.
Unibrew.
Unibrew. We actually called a dude from Unibrew.
Shows you how weak I am. I never heard of him.
I bet you have, though, but you don't know about Unibrew.
Right, probably.
Fin du Monde.
Maudit.
You guys
got Satan on a canoe.
I was getting ready to say they were talking French to me.
But they do a lot of like, you know, Belgian style stuff.
Uh-huh.
But this one, I found these guys online, and then again, I am really pimping the shit out of Vintage Estates. Cannot get this shit in PA. I went to Vintage Estates and I saw a shelf full of this shit. But everyone.
Okay.
Brasserie du Desile. And if I butchered that, I apologize.
Brasserie du Desile.
Let me put a little passion into it. Maybe it'll sound better. Brasserie du Desile.
Ooh la la.
This is their Equinox du Printemps.
Wow, you're pretty serious.
Oh, get on with it.
You want me to say it the American way? I'll say it the American way. Brasserie du Desile Equinoxe du Printemps.
Now, how would a yinzer say it?
Iron City.
Got some chick with an egg and a tree and a logo in that.
There's some kibasi up in this bitch.
Is she eating some pierogies?
This piqued my interest on, especially this one that they make. My favorite one from them, I don't have tonight. I apologize. I'm so goddamn sorry. It's called Rigor Mortis. Yeah, I'm sick, puppy.
I'm scared of the next.
But, dude. I reviewed that on fermentedopinion.com. Check it out there. Hadn't done a review for a while, but that one's on there. I was blown the fuck away. It was so complex. It took me like an hour just to sip it and get everything that was in that beer.
It's like, shit, I almost missed the
raspberries. You had to study that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, okay.
And it was almost like port winey, but not quite.
Ooh.
All right,
more
so
of a wine.
Got, what you got right now?
Puppy, I'm getting sober. Quit talking.
Brasserie du... Sorry, I'm geeking out. I love this brewery, man. Brasserie du Desile. It's the Equinox du Printemps. I think I might have got that right.
All right, can you open
We don't have the SIDT butt plug tonight.
I almost brought that, dude, but I was afraid of leaving it in here and losing it forever. Because IKEA doesn't sell the butt plugs anymore. Although I did get a butt plug pizza cutter.
They have plenty of those.
This is a 12-ounce bottle, so forgive my snobbery.
So these are going to be like shots.
I got to share, man. I've had this beer before, so I'll take less of it.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Later, drop
noise.
Your shit, nibble nuts. I fucking love this beer. Man, can I have the bottle back when you're done?
Certainly.
No, I want it.
She's out. Oh, no, you have your...
What the hell are you going to do with it?
I need the bottle, girl.
I like to smell it. What the hell was that?
It's a little sample.
Oh, that was like an eardrop.
Oh, God, you can at least tilt the glass 45-degree angle.
More for you, Spoon. Shut up.
Angles.
That thing can make
there's
another
left. I'll take some more.
I was going to say, that could make another lap.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want a sample.
She's like, puff, puff, pass. Puff, puff, pass.
No, if I was pup, pup. Never mind.
Pup, pup?
Pup, pup.
Holy nose. Wow.
I know, malts for days.
Oh, I love that malt. Dude, that's...
Dude, what turned me on this beer right off the bat, other than the brewery, is a Scotch ale brewed with maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Smell that. Oh.
I just fell in love.
Oh,
smell that beer.
I did smell and I just tasted it.
Does that not smell like pancakes?
It's pancake beer.
It's maple syrup in your face.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. And I love the fact that the syrupness... Survive.
Translates you can taste it, too.
It's not overpowering,
it?
Though.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
Oh.
Isn't it?
If there's a little smoke to this, you'd have smoked maple bacon.
So, what other beer review show are you going to hear? Fucking amazing, isn't it? Not, oh, the yeast is quite right. fucking amazing. Ew. Maple syrup in the face.
It reminds me of the time when Mummy took me back out for pound cakes.
Tastes like celery.
Wow.
Man, I'm almost getting a...
Dude,
Trappist.
Dude, you're getting a beer erection from this.
Well, yeah, Canadian kind of got that French-Belgian thing kind of going on, man. There's a little bit of booziness to it.
I'm not getting the boozy.
There's a little alcohol.
Yeah, I get the alcohol.
I think the maple's just taking that away
from
me.
I hear when I drink it, I'm like, oh, maple syrup, booze. But it's not like overpowering.
Well, I'm getting maple. I'm getting alcohol in the nose, though.
That's, oh, yeah.
But the finish
you guys a little
like,
brown
wow.
sugar maybe, molasses-y.
It's like. I mean, I hate to mix. I hate to compare it to another beer, but it's almost giving me the Brother Theo.
Oh,
I'll give you a little bit on that.
A little bit. I mean, it's not as.
Oh,
I mean, I even catch a little bit of cinnamon in that.
Wow,
a little bit of cinnamon.
I'm not getting cinnamon.
No, I do.
Like, I paused because I didn't smell the cinnamon. Like, they all smell it.
You want to try it again here?
He took, like, a thimble shot of that stuff.
It don't matter, but I didn't smell even the syrup or anything.
I think a good word.
Smell his.
But when, well.
Revisit, huh?
No.
A good word and not in a stout way, but
when you
hear
a small sample, I respect that.
Rich comes by.
There you go.
I didn't smell it.
Try it again. Aroma.
That's delicious.
She's doing the two beer queers thing, which I've been doing, too.
What?
He like takes his glass and cups his hand over it. Like,
no,
that's what I do a lot now too.
No, she's a she's a germaphobe.
Russell
Kalo.
God bless us.
Thank you for that, and God bless them. Two Beer Queers. Have you ever been there, Hutch?
Yes, I have.
Right, guys, they are done.
They're finished.
Yeah, they're wrapping up.
They have six more shows to do, I think, at the time of this recording, and they're done.
And that was the significance of our "We're Still Here" show.
Yeah.
Our presentation.
Hey, can I have that back now?
Well, he's getting nervous.
Well, I'm blowing my snots through there.
Really?
We'll give you time. Get the aroma.
I have.
Maple syrup, right?
I'm sorry. I was trying to make
Do you get maple syrup?
You know what this beer is? This beer is a good night. Wow.
That's delicious. That was very good.
Dude, this is... Hutch, I beg you to try more beers from this brewery, especially the Rigor Mortis.
A Canadian brewery. That's...
Yeah, but don't think of it as Canadian.
No, I mean, that's not a detractor. It's just something that I didn't
Most
really...
Most people do, that's why I say that.
Holy shit, she's naked.
What's the ABV on it, Spoon?
This is 9.5%.
Yeah. 9.5, wow.
Yeah.
Make you take back shit you never stole.
And you know what? It shouldn't surprise us that it's the Shelton brothers that imported this.
Yeah.
They bring in a lot of great beers into this country.
And a lot of shitty ones, too.
Yeah, a lot of
Shelton brothers. The Santa butt and all that.
But it is a product of Canada.
Very good. They did well.
It's from Montreal.
If anyone's listening to this show at all, I know two great craft breweries from Canada. On a larger scale, it's these guys, you know, the Brasserie du Dessil, and Une Brew.
That's one beer.
We call
it. If there's any more that I don't know of, please let me know.
Wow, this is really good. I like
that. Was good. I have to go.
I've been a Une Brew fan for years.
Now, the reason why he says it like this.
I just discovered this brewery within the last 2 years, maybe three.
It's been a while.
And we actually went to an Une Brew rep. And I got him on my phone. I said, I want to get a recording of you. I didn't tell him I'm from SIDT. I'm like,
because, you know, we're American. We say Une Brow.
I was like, Can you pronounce the correct way to say this beer or the brewery? And he looked at me weird. I'm like, I just want to know for my future reference when I go and I order this. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Une Brew.
I'm like, okay, thanks.
Une Brew.
Then the guy finds out the next show we aired it. I had him on my cell phone, and I saw him at Three Sons Dogs and Suds. He's like, that was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was me.
Every time we, like, pronounce that on our show now,
Une Brew.
We cut his in over our voices.
Une Brew.
So, you know, Sick Pepe would be like, I had a Une Brew beer. So it ends up being, I had a
Une Brew.
Une Brew.
So we can expect that on this episode?
Probably. I got to find. I don't know where the hell I put it.
I still have it.
It's somewhere.
We'll call him again.
We don't listen to our old shows. We don't know what the hell we said. I really enjoyed this. This is absolutely, actually, this is my favorite beer so far tonight.
Yeah.
I thought that was good, too. Some of the other ones were good, too. That Paladin was good.
We're done with the beers. We're going to Rocket Fuel. So
now,
let's review.
Now we're going to wine.
No, not technically wine.
Well, it's not really.
We'll talk about
no,
that.
No, Shell's going to wine. We're
going
to drink beer.
I'm going back to water, and you can leave
me alone.
Oh,
girl.
I'll punch you out.
You're doing this.
What?
All the beers we've had so far, what's your favorite? I know it's a bitch question.
I'm going with this one.
That's hard, man. It is.
These are different styles. I get that.
This is hands down my
favorite. I think I'm going to go with the first Belgian that we did.
The Salty Bastard?
The Ghost?
You know what? I'm changing that. I'm changing it. I'm sorry. That last one we just did.
Hey, hold on, Hutch. Don't let us influence you. If that's your favorite,
go
for it.
No, when he held the bottle up.
It's kind of hard because we're doing different styles.
I know, but when he held the bottle up, I remembered what it tasted like, and then I just flashed back to my last palate capture.
Dude, I knew you were going to say the Brasserie du Distill.
I have to go with
Equinox.
That one. Yeah.
But if I didn't flash that in front of your face.
No, it wasn't that. It was him lifting the other bottle up and me remembering what it tasted like, which was good.
Yeah.
The super.
But it had the sour and the salt. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered the maple syrup on that last one, and it was like, bam, I like that one better. Plus, I like that.
Any listeners can get a hold of the Brasserie du Distill. I recommend all of them.
I tend to enjoy, and this is at my peril a lot of times, the higher alcohol beers.
Well, yeah, I get a lot of slack for that, dude.
I mean,
it's a lot of my favorite styles.
I don't know why it is. It's
are high alcohol?
Right.
I don't drink them for the high alcohol. No. I drink them because of the flavor.
I was talking about
just
the flavor.
Naturally high alcohol.
I said at my peril. I know.
But you see, people that are noobs to this whole thing that are like, oh, you're beer snobs or whatever, will sit and go, oh, well, of course you like it. It's got most alcohol in it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but that makes your night shorter.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's not that I
well,
drink
not
it
if
because
you have an alcohol
of it,
tolerance like we do.
Yeah, and it makes your breath better.
The night is young. We have fresh breath.
So where are we going now, or did you want to go
around
the table?
We're going hardcore, dude.
Or did you want to go around the table and see
who's
favorite?
Let's kick this up a notch.
Well, let's do that.
Shell, what was your favorite?
That Keystone Light.
Yeah. Aside from the draft beer she has, Italy, Germany, or Canada?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter what your favorite one was.
It doesn't matter. I think the Germany one was quite my
you like
favorite.
The salt one? You like the Ghost?
Yeah.
I do, too. That's a great beer.
I like really that beer, too.
It's hard for me to judge because they're three different styles, and I hate to judge one style against another. That's hard for me to
I know. I'm a big Scotch Ale fan, so I'm obviously going to pick this one.
And by the way, Michiel, you're going to fucking love the Equinox de Bretagne.
It sounded like it should have cheese with it, didn't it?
It does.
The Equinox de
Roquefort. That beer with cheese would be awesome.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, but really, if Meat Shield came into a room and like mispronounced it, are you really going to correct him?
No.
No.
He's that's the size of a house.
That's why he's Meat Shield.
I haven't seen him for a while.
No?
He's coming
to Pittsburgh in December, dude.
Is he good? I'll have to check him out.
He's busy being a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Meat Shield used to be called Paradox until somebody from the Wrestling Mayhem show met him for the first time. And like he said, dude, you are a Meat Shield. And Docs went, what's a Meat Shield? And do you guys know what a meat shield is?
To me, it was like a bodyguard.
Yeah, a meat shield is somebody that will stand in front of you and take bullets.
Right.
Because he's bigger than you.
Yeah. He's a big dude with a with a Cooper. So anyway, this style is made with honey.
It's a honey wine, but there's so many variations of it. And you can make a braggot, which is a mead with malt. You can make a melomel, which is a mead with fruit.
Okay.
You made a straight-up mead.
And the fruit is actually the fermentable.
Honey is the big fermentable.
Okay,
honey
so it's,
is
honey,
a gigantic
it's honey and
fermentable
fruit.
Fucking thing. Yeah.
So honey and fruit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This one, I pronounce it as Klobjoster Mijod. I know that's Mijod. If anybody can correct me, that's great. But the first part?
Minijod.
The one I wanted to bring you. It's a little heavier than this one.
Right.
It's called Viking Blood.
Viking Blood's awesome.
And this shit is just amazing, man. It's based on a recipe from about the year 1700.
And I think this actually predates beer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Well, depending on the region you're in, yeah.
Like Egypt.
Egypt did beers before the Vikings did this.
Okay.
This is 21.8% alcohol.
Oh, stop. Say that again.
21.8%.
21.8.
So we're going to be drinking
make you
small
take back
quantities.
Shit you never sold.
Yeah, we're going to drink this in small quantities.
And for the record, I'm not chugging this.
They make another one. Let me look it up real quick because I don't know it, but
we'll pass it around and pour it while you're looking that up.
That I know of, and the one that I don't like, it's made with ginger.
But it's
way too much ginger for me.
It's a popular one, but yeah.
Redheaded dead people.
All right, we'll pass that over.
I'll start.
I love this shit. I'd rather have the Viking blood. It's my preference, but this one's the next best thing, and so it's awesome.
Have you ever sat down and just consumed mead for an evening?
And I will say, newbies to mead, if you drink nothing but mead all night long, your hangover in the morning will be the worst hangover you've ever had in your entire life.
Worse than if I chugged a bottle of Mad Dog 2020. Yes. So tell Kathy, if you're listening, you're not going to want to drink a lot of this.
Here's why.
Mad Dog.
It's nothing but sugar, alcohol, and sugar. It's fermented honey with alcohol.
It's a wine, right?
Technically,
Mead
has
this is one of those crossovers.
Huge, yeah. I mean, I can make a Braggot, like I said, which is a mead / honey wine with malt, made with malt.
Right.
There's a mellow malt.
Let's see what you feel.
He's going to feel great.
A little bit goes a long way. That's why I'm pouring a shitload.
Well,
that's
thank you.
Spoon's way.
See how this goes down.
Whoa. All right, that's a strong alcohol nose on that.
It almost has a wine kind of aroma to it.
It's like wine with balls,
but
smell.
These meads are...
Stinky
balls. I mean,
balls.
The one we're drinking
that's a strong alcohol.
The Kolbastier Mead.
We'll go with that.
Is not a basic mead.
It looks like urine.
No, the stuff you've been drinking all night...
No, but it does look like... Look at it. It looks like urine.
Your Miller time looks worse.
I quit drinking it because I'm taste-testing all
this.
Three
more
hops.
All
right, so smell this.
I'm getting the sweetness of the honey from it, but I'm getting a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't like smelling stuff before
it does have a wine smell to it.
Yeah.
But you get the honey, right?
Actually, it's got like a Grigio.
It's like a...
What's a Grigio?
I hate to keep saying wine. Sour.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, yeah, I get that too, dude. All right.
Burns.
The honey.
This is a...
The honey dominates the mouthfeel.
Wow.
You know,
it's got the thickness of honey.
The honey dominates the palate.
It burns, yes.
The alcohol burn is there.
It tastes like burning.
This is kill the teacher shit. It is. I mean, you don't want to drink this for long. I mean,
we don't endorse killing teachers.
Not at all.
Me, dude. I have this little tiny glass. I just sip it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Did you lay that on your palate, on your tongue? I mean, the honey, it just...
Wow. Yeah.
There. And then the alcohol kicks in. This is...
Wow.
I have yet to smell it.
The honey?
And I have yet to taste it because of your reactions.
Well, we...
Oh, no, it's a good reaction. My reactions were very positive.
Well, oh, there we go.
The honey on the tongue. The honey on the palate.
I see their...
The warmness just hit me.
The warmness, yes.
It's like drinking a scotch, isn't it, almost?
Yeah, almost. It is definitely like drinking a shot of alcohol.
It's a heavier mead than a traditional, you know, average.
This is very good.
Now, here's what's cool. And my buddy Drew, who was, we had him on for the Sam Adams Utopia series.
Yes. But though, isn't it?
He's the one that taught me this. Look at the legs on that. You can tell by the sugars that they use.
Yep.
Look how slowly that's coming down.
And this is all honey and...
Oh, that looks... Mm. Oh. Yeah, this is something you sit back with and you just savor it.
Oh, this is a fireplace drink.
Yeah.
The world's oldest fermented beverage made from honey has been a popular drink from Europe to Australia, dating back to long before Viking times. One of the earliest references to fermented honey can be found in the Hindus from India's holy books, the Veda books. I'll tell you what, I need to make some of this.
Even if you study the history behind mead, you'll be hooked, dude.
When you're smelling it, you don't get the nose of a beer.
Oh, no, no, no.
You get the nose of a wine.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when you drink it, it goes from...
Mead is a honey wine.
Right. And it goes from the honey, and to me, to the liquor.
Oh, yeah.
It transcends the wine.
And again, this is a heavier example of a mead. This is...
Well, to me, if I was going to drink a mead, that would be the kind I would drink right there. I don't want a whole lot
later. They make another one called Viking Blood, B-L-O-D.
Mm-hmm.
You got to try that. I'll get you some.
You know what? I would totally tear up if I was drinking this and watching Field of Dreams.
Nice. See, I'd watch Patton. But that's just me.
I love that scene, man. You see his head blow up? Yeah.
Dude, if I watch this Pixar movie, it would remind me of my acid days. I'm seeing shit. I mean, all when I brew mead, it's just basically water and honey fermented.
Right.
Honey's a very fermentable...
And I know looking at the kits, you know, from Northern Brewery or wherever.
Yeah.
When you look at the kits, they're so simplistic.
And expensive.
But they're, right, and they're...
Well, it's honey. That's what makes it expensive. But honey's not cheap, dude.
This is the first time I've ever consumed mead. So I looked at it and I want... Yeah, I do. And I don't see a big, you know, getting a whole lot of kits, but I definitely want to make some. I do.
Don't get a kit. I mean...
Or I can look at the recipe...
Dude, it's
whatever.
Honey
right,
and
right. But I mean, when
yeast nutrient,
when
and
you're
water,
looking, when you're
get
looking
the
at the kits,
and do it
this is easier to brew than beer.
But when you're looking at the kits, you get the feel of the different styles.
Sure,
what I mean. And I never,
if you look at all the ones online, it's basically a different honey with the same ingredients.
Right, and like
it's simple, dude.
I have other books
but,
too.
But
I
here's
have
the
references.
Thing, and to make a damn good mead yourself, you have to be patient.
Oh, right. You said, well, we'll
the
get
one
to
I
that
brought you
minute.
Tonight of my own is only 3 months old. It'll just so get so much better with age and time.
And is it unlimited as far as how long you can cellar it? Because, like, you know.
Oh, no. Dude, you could fucking. I've had people have meads for 10, 20 years.
Oh, really? That long?
Yeah.
It probably
I
keeps
mean, my
getting
buddy,
better.
My own buddy in Three Rivers Underground Brewing made a mead when his daughter was born. And he does. He opens a bottle of mead every year on her birthday.
Okay, the same batch.
Same batch. Yep.
Nice.
He bought it. He made it just for her, and he tries one every year, and it just gets better and better, man.
Nice.
First of all, it's Hebrews, though. I mean, by the time she's 18, it'll probably run out. Shell, you warm up that mead or no?
Watch, we're gonna piss him off.
Yeah.
No, I'm not clinging that.
I'm out. Bring some more on.
This is great. It's you know what? Let's kick this thing.
Was well, there more?
Yeah, there's a little
oh,
bit.
I didn't know.
See,
yeah, really?
What's tough to judge is the fact that the bottle is so thick.
And I love your
name out
of her glass.
No, that's my glass.
Oh, is it yours?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my chalice.
Top them off. There you go.
That's a felony in the
Oh, and
works.
By the way, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 750
mead is not cheap.
A 750 milliliter bottle of this is $30.
Yeah, well, honey's expensive.
Well worth
man.
It, though.
But you know
well
what?
If
for one person,
it, honey's expensive.
For one person, though, that's a great investment.
One person could drink that bottle and get damn near trashed.
I've been drinking this myself for the last 3 months.
Right.
But again, it's a sipper. It's made to enjoy, not get hammered on.
Oh, this is great.
So, are you enjoying or getting hammered on it?
I have 103 shows, and I've been drunk at the end of 103 shows.
We only have, what, 67?
Yeah, but ours are quality.
Oh, well. That's okay. That's all right.
No, I'm kidding, brother.
That's,
I love
that's
it, man.
Quite
well,
fun.
Then you can
have you
walk
listened
out
to our last
studio.
Session?
You'll
Don't
be
make,
done.
I'm about ready to shut your mic off again. No.
Well, this is awesome. I love this.
Really?
Did you just politely say, shut up, bitch? Is that what you just said?
Here, allow me to translate. Shell,
they
shut the
have,
fuck up.
All right, John, get in here. They have totally, like, gang-banged on me.
Oh.
Oh!
She said it. She said
it. A few hours.
She said it.
This is going to be a good night.
Now we got a few more here to review.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, let's get this going. We
guys,
got a show.
Guys, I have
Forgive
to.
Forgive me, I have to chug this because we're going to the next batch.
You're going to chug that? I got to thank you guys.
Cheers.
I never drank.
Now you're a mead fan, aren't you, brother?
I am. But
get
it
close to the mic.
Not.
A
hey,
there.
Hutch from across the table.
Dude, I am so glad to introduce you to something new because I introduced you to homebrewing, right? Welcome to the next level.
You did.
Vision values of vitamin.
Yes, Steve.
Oh, this is going to be fun, ladies and gentlemen. The after show is going to be delicious.
I like that. The after show is delicious.
You got to throw that Barry White voice on there, you know, baby. You know,
baby. Hey, baby.
Oh, we're filling up.
Sound more like Elvis.
How you doing?
Everybody's eyes on
Shell. Shell's getting bored.
She's mad.
Good.
Yeah, she's good.
Give her something shiny to play with.
She's going to...
Let me put tinfoil on my penis.
Give me that bottle.
All right, let's not go X.
Give me that bottle.
Let's not go X-rated, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, girl. Let's not go X-rated.
Yeah, that's true. We have to keep in mind Hutch's audience, too.
Well, no, yours... whatever.
No, I don't mean Jagoffs.
There we go.
There's that Pittsburgh insult.
Oh, we got that Jagoff. She's from Delaware, too.
Yeah, I am.
I won't hold it against you. I'm from Erie.
So but Hutch. She is my main co-hostess, so we have to, you know, keep her.
I can hold my own.
I know, but let's let them describe the imbibing beverages.
God damn, you said that like fluent.
Like that shit was French.
Shit, yeah.
He said it wrong when I heard it.
All
right,
what is this? Brew? I just poured it. It came out of growler.
This is my
sick puppy is getting ready to tell you what it is.
This is my homebrew mead. This is more of a basic mead. It's nothing but honey, water.
How many kids were sick?
He made it at the house.
Basic mead?
And this is young. This mead. Is 3 months.
Mead.
3 months.
So how long?
This will get way better over time.
How long do you normally age your mead before it would
personally,
be
distributed? Personally, myself, I would like.
Well, this is obviously 3 months.
Like a year.
It is young.
So most, yeah. but most of the beauties are out there.
You taste it along the way. That's the great part.
I would have waited till 5 months.
But the show was
personally,
tonight.
Personally, I'm just saying.
The show was tonight, though, so
it
we
don't
had,
matter.
Right.
Then had to get it out there.
Well, then he should have done it 2 months prior than coming here.
I'm going to lean over and fucking headbutt you.
And then it would have been 5 months.
But the reason I want to throw this in before the next one is you tried that heavy mead, right?
An excellent.
That's an extreme example
excellent.
Of mead.
It was good, too.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, this, so who's
this,
smelling
if you're
it
home
first?
Bread, this is what you're going to get.
Here, I'll give you
To a point. Basic beginner mead. This
smelling.
Is
now you,
this
you
is a cheaper honey. This is a buckwheat honey. Which is a lower grade honey. And I did this for a reason.
Low grade?
Everybody's telling me don't use buckwheat honey. It's cheaper honey, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I did it because I'm like, fuck you.
But what happened?
You have to find out, though.
Now,
yeah,
you,
right.
You had.
I love it.
You had an experience earlier with another mead.
I added a shitload of honey way over what it should have been.
This is what I would do. This is what I would do. I would think of overloading with the fermentable.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
With the fermentable that would be the honey. And you did that, and it didn't turn out right.
Yeah, because I overdid it.
Because I would want to get something like our last one.
I took a recipe that called for 5-6 pounds of honey.
Right.
And I made it 12.
And what happened?
It tasted like ass.
Why?
It was way too overpowering.
Just too much for the yeast to handle?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't use the right yeast. It was, I mean, it was expired yeast, too.
Well, damn.
But date expired.
You shot yourself right in the foot.
No.
Well,
date
damn.
Expired. If you get a beer yeast,
did
it's
you
expired.
Use a yeast starter?
No.
So you just put it.
You don't
it
have right. to with a meat.
But
you get the yeast nutrients in there and the chemicals are good.
So I'm supposed to taste this homebrew of yours with expired yeast?
No, this is a different
one. No, this is a good one.
This is a different one.
I like this one.
All right, let's check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
But the only reason I did this one because, everybody says don't use the low-grade honey. I'm like, fuck it, honey's honey, whatever. So this is the buckwheat honey mead. And this will be way lighter than the last one you tried.
And that's how I would describe it. I just tasted it, and I would
describe it. I smell pure honey in this.
Well, that's a lot lighter than the last one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Well, that'll change. I mean,
so
this is 3 months old. You're going to get a little more alcohol than you should in the taste.
I
as it ages, that'll go away.
I wait for everyone else to taste before I do.
No,
I've already
good.
Had a growl of this myself.
So
I'm
can
ahead.
All right, so here's
see
my question
their reaction.
Is, if I'm going to go out, say I want to make a mead. Mm-hmm. I'm going to brew a mead. What is the best honey? Like... Do I want to go to a beekeeper who has that pure honey
actually,
from the bees?
Yes.
Do I want to
personally, as a brewer, I'd rather go to a local honey guy.
Okay, so I don't want to go to like Giant Eagle, which is our local restaurant chain.
Yeah, that'll cost you a
grocery
fortune.
Store chain.
That'll cost you way more than
Big
going
Bird.
To a local distributor. Yeah.
Or like Aldi's.
But I want to make that. Yours is good.
Thank you.
But you know what we should have done? We should have drank yours first, and then the one before that.
I wanted you to try commercial mead. Then mine, and then the next one.
The next one's even different?
I haven't tried the next one yet, but I know the other styles of this.
Yours is good.
Meadery.
Thank you.
But I am going to call yours
light.
The previous mead's light. Yes, sure. I am. I am going
to
do
that. I have no problem with that. I mean, I expect that to be a light mead.
I know a beekeeper, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
So do I.
Cool.
Awesome.
We ought to...
If you can get local mead for your mead, yeah, that makes it even more special
local
to you.
Local honey for your mead.
Or, yeah, what I said, local mead for your mead.
Yeah, yeah. It rhymed, but
dude,
it didn't
I went
work.
To his house, and he like walked up in like the whole beekeeper outfit. Scared the shit out of me.
That was
like,
a sexual thing for him. You know that, right?
No, to you, maybe. But I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, all right, you're doing your thing.
Nice
bees.
Job, Shel. That was good. Nice comeback.
I don't know. So, all right, leave me alone.
I'd love to see
I'll
a naked
leave.
Chicken and beekeeper outfit. That'd be so hot. Anyway,
no,
dude,
I enjoy your mead.
I do, too.
Basic,
it's good.
It's but light, this is a basic mead.
Yeah.
You can add so much more to this to make it more complex, like the last one we had. But
are meads susceptible to, like, adding, I don't want to say something like coriander, but...
Dude, you can put whatever the fuck you want.
But, I mean, do they? I mean, because I don't know. I'm
There's
asking
a Melomel. If you hear a Melomel, that's a honey wine / mead.
That sounds like a rap song.
It actually reminds me of the Mallow Cups.
A Melomel is
I thought that, too.
A Melomel is a mead with fruit in it. If you get a Braggot, that's made with beer malt.
So if you had, like, a mead with bacon,
there's
that'd
dry
be like a
meads,
sandwich.
There's sweet meads.
Oh, dear God. Can you imagine?
Would you say mead with a Primanti sandwich?
No, a mead bacon. With some bacon. No, that'd bacon. Be like a sandwich.
I don't want to do a bacon mead.
MrBaconPants.com would love that.
For him, I might. Actually, I'm a bastard brewer. This next one. When Vintage Estates became the number one beer store.
In the world!
In the world!
Yes. This company called them. Said, hey, can we sell your mead through you?
Can we sell our mead through
another
you?
Another mead?
Yes.
We're going to die.
Dude, this company called him directly. It's the only place in the U.S., as far as I know, I can get this mead.
Open that
it's,
bitch.
It's Polish.
A
it's
Polish
called Drozdniak.
Mead.
It comes
to Polish. Drozdniak, like it. Drozdniak.
The Russians didn't kill all the bees in
but
Poland?
Let me tell you, they have a 3-year, a 6-year, and a 9-year oak-aged mead.
Oh,
okay, it's
this
okay,
one I have not tried yet, so this is new to me as well.
We're gonna check it out.
And forgive me, this is Trybunals key.
That shit looks like it has a cork too.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd also like to state for the record
that was stereotypical. Tribuski.
Hey,
Tribunalski. I think it's pronounced.
Puppy, I'd like to state for the record that we are now through daylight savings time, so we now have an extra hour of drinking.
Indeed.
This is good.
Because once my crackberry hit 2 o'clock, it went down to 1 o'clock.
And
so
that
we got an extra hour.
That shit has a tax stamp across
this is,
the top, too, man.
This is honey wine fermented with herbs.
That's one.
I haven't tried this. They make one of the raspberries. I was kind of staying away from that because I'm not a fruity guy.
Are you going to be able to technically handle the opening of that?
Would you like me to open that?
Spoon will. Because yeah. I know he hates this.
You
shit.
Probably have to hand him the corkscrew because that looks like it has.
Give me the wine key.
Yeah.
It does have a cork.
Sorry,
yeah.
The church key for the priest.
It says Jaros. No, he turned around. I forgot now.
That way.
He's
back
trying,
label.
He's trying to
label.
Figure it out.
Turn around. Man. Turn around, nimble nuts.
What? That's the front of it.
I want the back. Yeah, Jaros Trybunalski, product of Poland.
Spoken like
this
a true Pole.
Translated honey wine fermented with herbs.
I don't tell you what herbs.
Because I'm Polish. I can
but,
translate
but,
that.
Dude, the ones I've tried are a 3-year aged oak aged barrel mead,
right.
A 6-year, and a 9-year. The 9-year, I will kill for. That shit is amazing. It's the best mead I've ever had.
We're
hands
getting ready
down.
To see
so
how this
far,
one is.
It's the best mead I will ever, ever, ever taste. With the Trybunalski. They make another one, and I don't know the name of it because it's Polish, and I'm not familiar with this brand that much yet. But they make one made with raspberries. I kind of stayed away from that one because I didn't want that, you know, that
fruity. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
I'm sure it's great, and I will try it soon. But
I like the wholesomeness of the honey.
The whiskey barrel-aged mead. Oh, yeah. My God. I mean, the 9-year, amazing. The 6-year, amazing. I think if you look at that label spoon, it might even say 3-year on there somewhere. I think what we're doing now is a 3-year. But I could be wrong.
It's a crappy cork because some of it kind of broke there. But
that's
did it?
I got it out of the mead, though.
Michelle has left the building.
Is she bored with the alcohol?
Yeah, she was. I mean, she's.
Since I opened it, I'm going to pour my.
Hey, go ahead. No. You got some leftover in there, dude. Get rid of it.
We got.
Can't mix the mead.
My goodness, don't do that.
Hutch, you know, so we're going to throw this around. We're going to be hammered after this, you know.
I'm hammered now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm into it.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a Polish
butterscotch
bottle that's
what I'm
like
butterscotch. Butterscotch. That's it.
Thank you. That's butterscotch, yeah.
Honey wine fermented with herbs.
Not the smell. Right.
If you do a lot of research online, Google or not, you can't find a lot on this brewery, man. This meadery, if you will.
Meadery.
Dude, I tell you what,
this
spoon
is
you
good.
You haven't tried the 9-year? Oh my fucking god! The 9-year is just crack cocaine to a mead guy.
Wow. Hutch, take a whiff of that one.
Yeah, this is the one.
The alcohol.
This
comes
is aged
out
3 years in oak barrels.
This is going to get us in
the
trouble.
Jaros, Trab, but
this is
going to
be one of the last. Yeah, this is. We're going to end the
show.
That's
all I got left, brother.
This is nosing liquor.
I want you to try the 6 and the 9, especially the 9. Do you get the oakiness of that?
Oh, dude, this is.
I think Hutch just came.
All right, you guys, I have to leave.
Welcome to SIDT land.
Wow, this is gold.
Like it?
This is, yeah,
and
I do.
I will say that too, dude. Let me say one more thing.
I would
say
this
is a warm
down
mead, and you can refrigerate them. That's great. But
this
me personally, I prefer the warmer room temperature meads.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that you break out for the holidays. Am I right?
No, I do this every day.
No, this is holiday. No, this is holiday shit.
But if you become a mead fanatic,
how much was that bottle?
$38.99. $31.99.
I say again,
but
this is holiday.
9 years, $38.99.
Yeah, because here's the thing: on the back of it, has...
But don't let that deter you, man. I mean, a mead is like buying a good mead is like buying a fine wine.
That's what I just said.
So
this is the holidays.
The 9 year for me is $38.99. This is something, but that'll last me, you know, 5-6 months.
What I'm saying is this beverage,
and it gets better with age, dude,
is something that you bring out when your friends are around or your family.
To me, you actually
you know
hit
I mean?
The nail
this
on
is
the head.
Celebration.
This is special.
I think this would be a great Christmas drink.
It's special. Yeah. It's not a session or anything like that. This is something that you keep in the back of the cabinet.
What's the ABV on that one, Spoon?
It's got to be
delicious.
High.
Colostrum mod was 21 something. I think that
14.
It was 14.
Right.
Yeah.
This is something
the
that when your closest people are around, you bring this out.
It's a sipper.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you just throw out there. It's like, all right, the fellas are around. Nah, you
know. If you party with this one.
Guys, top off your glasses.
You're
with
an
this.
Ass.
It's worth it.
It is. I'll take a little more.
Top that shit off.
I will. This is.
I almost spilled it on my laptop.
It's over there.
It's right here.
Mine's. I have plenty, motherfucker.
No,
yeah,
I'm just to pass the shit around.
Pass that shit around.
Yeah.
All right, I'll top off then.
Based on these meads tonight, I mean, this shows the complexity and the diversity of craft beer
absolutely
in general, especially with meads. Like, I could take this to my family and say, "Drink this," and like, "Oh, well, it's a good
if you're a craft beer fan,
is,
you want to make mead, make a Braggot." A Braggot is a mead made with malt.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is with this stuff though, it's like. Look at the diversity that we have with
amazing
craft beer right now.
Absolutely.
This is stuff 10 years ago. We would never have seen this like in Pittsburgh or anywhere else.
Any, like,
we went through an entire
store
show.
In any state, this is sold as a wine.
I could see that. Yeah.
Because it's a honey wine.
Well, you could go to the PA state stores.
But dude, if you're in PA and you want to experience mead, stay away from the PCLB state store. Because the two that they sell are a very bad example of a mead.
But look what we did tonight.
They're crap meads.
Look what we did tonight. We went through an entire show, and we did not even, an entire craft beer show, and did not even mention IPAs or stouts.
Or lagers.
Or lagers. Or pilsners. I mean, we went through the entire show and did it.
This is a rare kind of beverage show, man.
But it's still craft beer.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's an enjoyable show.
I mean, my shit aside, because I don't know favoritism here. I know you're a nice guy. You love me.
I do love you.
These two. I'm excluding mine because it's a homebrewed made, a traditional made.
Yours was the one that I would probably drink because the other
really
two were.
Mine's 60%.
I'm going to tell you.
That's if 21 I would, something, that's 14.
Right, but if I would deal with the mead, I would deal with the mead with the respect of a liquor. I just would. I would drink one or two.
I can see that.
I consider these two more of a liquor. You understand base what I'm saying? Ones.
And as yours gets more mature,
yeah. Well, mine'll lose the alcohol burn right. And get more honey.
Yours is a good
these
gateway.
These two are
into meads.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
gonna pimp Vintage Estates once again. Boardman, Ohio,
number one beer store in the world.
The best beer store in the world.
But if you want to sample really good meads, they have a mead bar.
Yeah,
at Vintage Estates.
And Boardman,
do they have samples of it?
See, I could go there because I've enjoyed.
You are invited, man.
This
That's
show,
why you need to get a room afterwards because there's so much great stuff
there.
Yeah. Hey, this show, I never, like I told you at the beginning of the show, I never drank meads, and I wanted to. And
dude,
I'm hoping
do me proud and make one.
I will. I am going
tomorrow.
To. Maybe
tomorrow.
Not. Maybe not tomorrow. When but I'm going to make
the
one.
Honey. And that's the downside of mead. It's like buying a fine wine, though. The better the honey,
I enjoy.
The more
it.
You're going to pay. You know. And
buy
if you're,
local.
Even if you're a wine fan, try mead because it's. Kind of the same thing, but not quite.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, I'm not a wine person, but if I want to cross that threshold between beer and wine, it's
right.
mead. It's definitely mead.
So, Spoon.
Yes, sir.
You're readjusting to a lot of things.
Yeah, mostly because I have to piss right now.
Yeah, you got to piss?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ready to end this show anyway.
Yeah.
It's been a good show.
It's been a great show, dude.
I haven't broken the seal.
I'm glad,
in, man.
You guys came over to the studio, man. Wonderful.
I wish you had more hookers, though.
Well, you know, we're trying to work on that. But I appreciate you not.
I'm your source.
I appreciate you guys not totally crushing Shell, man. I mean, she's gone out.
I love that girl, man.
She's young and puppy.
I only
pick
on her because she loves me, sort of.
But anyway, you guys.
Friend.
SIDT.
Yeah. Hey, can you spell that out for the people who don't know?
Should I drink that?
.com.
Because.
Or even it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's our tagline. Right. Learn it, live it, love it.
Indeed.
Hey.
And BergsideView.com.
We're out there.
Love you, man.
See you guys.
Off like a prom dress.
Bitches!
Eat a bullet.